And last for the evening is Aria. Take it on home.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way. You monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when I grow old, home will be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is true. Is this home? Is this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place, just in case I should stay here forever, held in this empty space. Oh, but that won't be easy. I know the reason why. My heart's far, far away. Home's alive. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately. To think I complained of that dull provincial town. Is this home? Am I here for a day or forever?
And finishing off the evening is Arya with our fourth and definitely last home from Beauty and the Beast.
AKA new band song.
One more lady yes. Who's thrown into the dungeon. Here I come, Arya. We'll help you out. It's all right.
And this is actually the fourth time we heard it. Just like If I Never Knew You, which was our last week's band song. And
see, because now I feel like it's like, oh, we should all avoid Aida now because everyone's going to sing Aida. So let's all sing Beauty and the Beast. I think you all need to, like, talk amongst yourselves before you give any more.
But anyway, on to Aria.
Okay. First of all, I have to say, I'm getting a little bored of this song, so I tried really hard to really listen and everything. So if my critiques don't make sense, it's just because the song's just getting to me. Let's see. Overall, I do love your I love your emotion in this. Overall, like, you started pretty strong, which made me happy. Let's see. It was pretty. You had It was powerful. I can't read my handwriting, but I think that's about it. It was
writing
pretty much
by
good
hand
enough.
Has some downsides.
Yeah. Well, I'm still typing mine out, so.
But yeah, I think, but overall, they're pretty good notes. Ambie?
Vocally for me, this reminded me a lot of Clary's earlier tonight. I don't know if it's just because I'm going delirious hearing this song, but I at first I was kind of like, wait, did I accidentally click on Clary's again? Or did I click on Aria's when I listened to Clary's? I just had like one of those like moments when I started this one.
You really can't tell your girls apart.
No, I really can't. I really can't.
Well, Aria's a little deeper, I think, than Clary. That's how I could usually tell.
I don't know. It was just a moment that I had. I was like, So, again, very pretty. I feel like I always give Aria the same notes because I always say the exact same thing. Always very pretty. The emotion is always there. Could have been a bit more. And my one note that I have here is there was one, when you said town and poor provincial town, the end of it was really weird. It was like gruff. It was like, and to think I complained about that poor provincial town. Like, there was this, like, weird noise that came out on the end of the town.
She's angry for being locked up.
She was transforming into the beast. And that was really my only, like, nitpicky note amongst them. Was there was this, I'm listening, I'm like, oh, this is nice. What was that?
She couldn't break out of that.
Wood.
Ew.
It was just a little odd. But other than that, good.
Aria, this was...
I have to wake up in, like, 4 hours.
Aria, this was really nice. I like the other two. I don't have a lot to add to them. I thought your vibrato was so nice on this song. And there was one, not run you did at the beginning. It was on, at the beginning, on You're a Fool. It's not, it's like she did this kind of, it's not like her voice cracked, but it was like, I can't explain it. It was really... I don't know how to describe it, but it was really good, and I really like that. Yeah, overall, this was really nice, Aria. Good job. I don't have a lot to add to what they already said.
And I think we're done.
Uh-huh.
Time to go talk about results.
Deliberate.
All right, guys. It is results time.
Woo! That's exciting.
So we first want to say Omi Pride 09 is immune, so... you're safe. So, and we all agreed on our top person for the night. Faded Phantom, congratulations and great comeback.
Yes.
It was a strong comeback.
From eliminated last episode to winning this episode. Dang,
nice.
Girl, get it.
That's a
what? Snap, snap, snap. You are a beast. Keep it up.
Good job, Faded.
All right. My next save is JC.
Ooh, good job, JC.
I'm going to save Traviata.
Okay, Traviata, you are safe. Let's see. I am going to save Mary Feather.
Okay.
Mary Feather, you are safe.
I'm going to save Aria.
Aria, you are safe. As for me, I am going to save Princess Clary.
Princess Clary, you are safe.
We're getting through these like snap, snap, right through these tonight. Yeah, nope.
Right.
I need to go to sleep. Let's do this.
Who's left?
The last three are Russ, Cookies, and Captain of Squad Zero.
Yes. So my save is going to be Mr. Beardy. Russ, you are safe for... teaming up with Omi and locking four women in your dungeon of coolness.
That sounds so horrible.
Well, last week we also had the note of creepy older girl with younger girl. Well, that was one of my notes.
You just called him Mr. Beardy. Like, what an awkward nickname in this competition.
Okay, someone uses a nickname similar to that, but I couldn't remember it. We love you, Russ.
Oh, that means it's down to... Sharp Cookies and Captain of Squad Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad because we both like you a lot.
Mm-hmm. We looked at both of y'all's entry for the night. We kind of nitpicked because we were having a hard time choosing between one or the other.
Yeah.
So is it my turn to tell who's
If you want, I'll do it. I'll rip the Band-Aid if you want me to.
No, I'll say who's safe, and you can say who's cut.
Okay. Yep. That was a nice one, and you give Amby the job of, oh yeah, there you go.
When you don't say one person's name, the other person's going to know it's them, so it's not a surprise or anything to them.
Right, I just always feel bad.
Okay, well, I'll say the eliminated name then.
Okay, so the person who was our last save for the evening and part of the top nine is Sharp Cookies.
So good job, Sharp Cookies.
Oh, Captain of Squad Zero, unfortunately, your time has ended.
Because you've had some really rocking performances in the past. Tonight was just off song.
Yeah. It's sad because you were definitely one of the strongest performers in this competition, but it was a risk, and I don't know if it's a risk you thought you had to take, but I wish you hadn't taken it because now we've lost you.
So yeah, sorry, Captain.
I'm gonna really miss hearing your performances.
But if we have a season two, please audition. You are awesome. Yeah, yes. You're great.
Already, you've improved so much already from the first time we heard you up until now.
Definitely. I'm really proud of you. Good job.
Right. You.
And also, I wanted to say OMG Awkward Turtle, who had a drop.
Oh, yeah, we completely didn't even mention.
Oops. I'm sorry, Turtle. Oh,
yeah, that was the first time we left to bring back in Faded.
I was wondering if y'all were going to mention it, so I'm like, okay, might as well.
Sorry, it's late. We forgot.
Yeah, OMG
So,
OMG Awkward Turtle has to drop in the middle of the week. And she has ample time, which was nice of her.
Yeah, that was very nice of her.
So we were...
Because Faded got this rocking performance in that ample amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so on to round six, I think we are.
Six.
Round six.
Round six.
We're letting Jeffers intro this one because he's so excited.
I am so excited for this. This is like the 1 week I might what I'm talking about for a change. It's so exciting.
Actually, the round after that one is actually.
Oh, yeah, that too. I'm good for the next two rounds. But some of you are going to groan so badly. I'm going to be super happy. Maybe some of you might be happy.
This had to be done, though. In a Disney competition, this had to be done.
Right. We're covering the broad spectrum of Disney throughout all of Disney-owned things. So, of course, we're going to have to cover this, which is the theme for the top nine. And your next main challenge theme is Disney Channel. And I can imagine all the groans in the listening party.
I'm sorry, Russ. Sorry.
So, yeah, Disney Channel. Woo! You can sing a song from any show that originated on Disney Channel. So it can be, but it's not limited to, like, cartoons. Disney Channel original movies. Musicals, so Camp Rock, High School Musical, Cheetah Girls, all of those.
Pixel Perfect.
And we're also extending.
Pixel Perfect! Do Pixel Perfect songs!
Xenon!
Oh my god, now I'm excited for this theme!
Yeah, so there's a lot of different songs and styles to pick from. So, and we're also extending the theme. So for this week, you may sing Disney pop versions of songs.
Because they're usually sung by Disney Channel stars, so it kind
of
counts.
Yeah, so you
like the All-Stars version of Circle of Life counts.
Right, so so the only way you can sing a song that's not on Disney Channel and from a Disney theatrical or Broadway project is if you sing the pop version from Disney Mania or a covered version by a Disney Channel artist. So yeah.
Yeah, but we'll put all this info into the email like we usually do.
So I'm going to be really happy for next week. So please don't pick the same song, then I'll be really sad. But
yes. This is a really big range here,
yeah,
folks.
It's a nice...
I can't foresee many doubles here.
So
you can do theme songs too. Just bringing that out, you can do theme songs.
Theme songs,
Tailspin,
Chippendales,
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
So that's main challenge theme is due on looking at my calendar, October 22nd. And as a reminder, your Heroes and Princess immunity round is due on October 21st, Thursday. And all of this is 11:59 p.m. standard, Eastern time.
Eastern.
So, is there anything else we haven't covered yet, you two?
I'm going to bed.
I have a question for the Disney Channel.
Yes.
What if it's the old Disney shows that they put on Disney Channel? Those don't count?
Such as...
No, it has to be originate
on Disney Channel.
Just making... All right. Yeah. So now you have heard it here too, people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah.
Yeah. Again, more details will be in the email. And again, you can shoot us an email or a PM or Skype or, you know, the drill to ask us questions.
Oh,
yeah. So I think we're done tonight. Thank you, guys.
Totally.
Congratulations to all those who made it through. And sorry, Captain. See you next episode.
It's been real. Good night.
Good night.